Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, if you're looking forward to visiting the National Children's Hospital anytime soon, there's not great news on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. It says that half of the rooms at the Children's Hospital are unfinished. And that means, by the way, more than 2,500 units at the National Children's Hospital have not been completed yet. Health Minister Jennifer Carroll-McNeill has said only around half of the more than 5,700 rooms that developer BAM is required to deliver have been finished to contractual standards. Figures released to the Mail last night show that the Department of Health's design team has signed off on 3,159 rooms as meeting the required standard, which is 2,569 short of the 5,728 in total to be delivered at the site. Get the calculator out. That's about 55% of a completion rate. And this is the same week, by the way, that the hospital was originally due to be handed over to the state. So it sounds like we're a while away yet from the Children's Hospital. Irish Independent on the front page says we're supposed to have this register of Airbnb units in place by the summer, before the busy summer season, but that doesn't look like it's going to happen because there's a row in the coalition over the planned new laws. So Housing Minister James Brown is pushing to bring the laws forward sooner to free up rental homes, but the Department of Enterprise says that the legislation isn't ready and the proposals have met with resistance from some TDs. So we've a coalition row there over this Airbnb register. Staying with accommodation, the Irish Examiner goes with the 16,000 Ukrainians who are losing state housing. The government is beginning withdrawing accommodation from 16,000 Ukrainian refugees in August. And basically, they'll be handing over those properties again back to tourism or the private rental market. So we have a change to the state policy on Ukrainian refugees. We're also winding down the existing accommodation recognition payment and accommodation rights. So any Ukrainian who arrived in Ireland before March 2024 will no longer be entitled to state-provided accommodation unless they show they are particularly vulnerable or have a barrier to independence. Irish Daily Star, not stopping till they're all dead. Kinahan cartel mobster Sean McGovern vowed on my baby's life that he would murder anyone involved in the Regency attack. The Irish Daily Mirror, they could have wiped out the whole bloodline. Kinahan mobster Sean McGovern sent messages in the aftermath of the Regency hotel attack, a court heard yesterday. And that was one of the quotes from those texts. The Irish Times on the front page says that the National Lottery, I forgot you could do this, but the Lotto wants bookies to stop taking bets on the Lotto numbers. So you are able to go into a bookies and bet on a couple of numbers in the lottery. But now the National Lottery wants the government to stop bookies taking bets on its draws because the Lotto reckons that it is losing out on about €289 million in annual sales. So they reckon that they would have been able to contribute an additional €81 million to good causes in 2024 if we didn't have bookies taking bets on the Lotto numbers. So now they're lobbying the government on that particular issue. Inside the papers, there's a bit of drama going on in Dublin. Dublin's Lord Mayor Ray McAdam is being criticised over business class flights that he took to California using taxpayers' money. So Mr. McAdam, alongside Richard Shakespeare, chief executive of Dublin City Council, and several other councillors, went on the trip to San Jose, and the cost per night per room at the Westin Hotel in San Jose came to €460. That's per person per room now, €460. And then we booked business class flights to California for Mr. McAdam, the Lord Mayor. Those flights cost €5,900. And the flights for Mr. Shakespeare cost €4,185. Ray McAdam is running for election in the by-election, and now his opponents are criticising the spending, particularly on the business class flights rather than going economy. Social Social Democrats candidate Daniel Ennis said that the Lord Mayor flying business class to California in the middle of a cost of living crisis sent a terrible message to those struggling to simply put food on the table. I think that issue came up last night at a council meeting as well. Sinn Féin candidate Janice Boylan said the money was an absolute insult to the people of Dublin. You can read more about that in the Mail. In the Irish Independent, doctors are warning of a sharp rise in abuse of laughing gas and an increase in people being admitted to hospital after suffering harm. And one of the things that's happening people when they end up in hospital, they have nerve damage from this nitrous oxide. Unfortunately, you can't ban laughing gas because you need it in hospitals for pain relief. Also, it's used apparently for whipping cream in cooking. And in cars, you use laughing gas to enhance engines. So you can't ban it, but unfortunately people inhaling the stuff is ending up in them, ending up in hospital. And that's according to a study by doctors at the matter. So they're quite concerned about that. Big report in the Mail as well about dog poo, something that annoys everyone. And as many as 7 in 10 people are encountering dog poo in public places in Ireland every day. The charity Irish Blue Cross is urging pet owners to pick up and dispose of their dog's poo. 95% of people think dog fouling is a problem where they live, and 63% believe it has worsened over the past year. I would say not my experience. Anytime I see anyone out with a dog, they have a bag with them and they're picking up the poo, but clearly that's not the experience of other people. Maybe I just live in a very nice area where people pick it up, but it seems that's not the case in other parts of the country. Final story for you comes from the Times of London, and I didn't realise we needed a study on this, but apparently we do. If you rob chips, they taste nicer. So stealing chips off someone's plate, nicer than having it on your own plate. We have an experiment of 120 people, each given chips to eat on 4 occasions. Sometimes the chips were served to you. Sometimes they were offered a few by another diner. But in other cases, you were told, take the chips off someone else's plate. And then they worked out if the chips were not nice or delicious. And the results were clear. The stolen chips were tasted significantly better. So it's the added flavour is danger, apparently. That's why stolen chips do taste better. Read more about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.